Welcome back to Plain Talk Bad Manners. Right, I am your host Trini Hotep. As I tell y'all, I'll be dropping videos weekly as long as I have topics to talk about. And I do have a good few topics already to get out to y'all. Today's episode is something that is currently going on within the world, you know, sphere, and also online, right? So today's episode is about the Israel-Palestine conflict. And yes, I know everybody talking about it right now, every single body. But I'm here to really talk about people discussing it online per se, not to talk about the actual conflict. And I mean, we would get into the actual conflict within this whole video, and don't expect this to be a long episode at all, because I think that the Israel-Palestine conflict is kind of a drawn out thing, because the Israel-Palestine conflict has been going on since, if you want to put it in a modern context here, since 1948, since the establishment of the state of Israel in the Levant region. So here's what I'm gonna say first, and I don't really care how none of y'all really take it, right? I'm not picking no sides in this Israel-Palestine conflict. And y'all could say, well, being neutral in the issue is also taking a stance in the issue, and yes, that's true. And that's the stance I'm willing to take, right? And y'all could say, well, me having neutrality in this thing, you supporting some oppressor class in the oppression of nobody. I don't believe in that shit. You understand what I'm saying? That's the first thing. But I am neither pro-Israel or pro-Palestine. And that's for many reasons. One, I am not Israeli. That's for one. I'm not Jewish. That's two. I'm not Palestinian. That's three. I'm not Arab. That's four. I don't practice Islam. That's five. I don't practice Judaism. That's six. So I'm neither of none of those things in that category. So, as they say, I don't have no dog in this fight. I am taking up no swords and shields for any one particular group. I look at this thing objectively as possible, right? And I talk about the facts of the situation, right? I believe it's a conflict where both sides have inflicted pain on one another, and that's just the truth of the matter. Here's what I'm going to say. I do not believe the state of Israel is an apartheid colonial settlement state. That's ridiculous. And that's how I know it's ridiculous, because one, y'all don't know what a colonial state is. And two, y'all don't know what apartheid is. Crazy, but true. Y'all like to use buzzwords in today's modern zeitgeist in order to to try to catch somebody's emotions by using words. But you see, you're not clever enough to catch everybody. You'll catch people that, you know, not really that aware of what you're talking about. Right? So, no, I don't believe the state of Israel is an apartheid colonial state. That would make nearly every country on the face of the planet an apartheid colonial state. Meaning that because you all believe that the state of Israel was created on people's land, well, the majority of the known world's countries was created on somebody's land that was previously owned by somebody else. That's just how it goes. So that means everybody is engaging in apartheid regimes of colonial conquest. Right? I do not believe Gaza is an open air prison. Y'all don't even know what a prison is. That's crazy. Because y'all don't know what a prison is. And open air, what? Insanity. So, yeah, that's me right there. And listen, I love to do research. I love to look up history. And that's what I'm involved in. The podcast theme or genre is about society and culture, and that history and all that plays a part within society and culture. And that's just how it goes. So, no, I am not with this Marxist view of the oppressed and the oppressor class. That's not how I view this thing at all, necessarily. Because that puts it into some framework that one side is inherently the good guys and one side is inherently the bad guys, and I don't believe in such things. And that's what I'm trying to get at here, because you would say, as a black man myself, why would you say such things? The white man inflicted his power upon your people, oppressed them, enslaved them. And still has his proverbial boot on my neck. And here's the thing. That might as well be true. It is true. I'm not saying that people don't oppress people. That has been the state of the world since humans have existed on it. We all have partaken in somebody's oppression, and we have in some ways been oppressed by other groups of people. That's how it works. Right? That's how it works. That's how it works. Like, be serious. Right? So though I'm not on this leftist Marxist view of the oppressor class and the oppressed, that traps you into this Ponzi scheme of thinking that somebody's the good guy and somebody's the bad guy. And you know, and that's kind of a problem, because when I look online on this discourse of Israel-Palestine, and to see what y'all talk about the conflict, just it insinuates y'all ignorance on the issue, y'all ignorance of complex matters and nuanced issues. Y'all believe the Jewish state of Israel is the oppressor class. Y'all believe they are occupying people's land. Occupying it how and where? If we say, well, Jewish people have always been in Levant region, right? Since forever, you all try to deflect and move the goalposts and talk about, well, you know, we understand that, but it's not the European Jews, the Ashkenazi Jews. But who tell y'all they were European just because they reside there? That's like saying, me, a Afro-Trinidadian, is indigenous to the landmass that is now Trinidad and Tobago because I reside here. When I'm not, when my ancestors clearly come from West and Central Africa. You see, and that's the hypocrisy in how I know y'all think. Because y'all would understand that I and black people in the Western world, for the most part, are not indigenous to these lands due to the fact of slavery. But y'all would not understand that Ashkenazi Jews are not indigenous to Europe because of forced banishment from the Levant region. Oh, but you see, y'all trying to do lookership, right? The same way how y'all tell white people not to do lookership on black people because black people are very diverse in how they look. So why are you doing lookership on black people? Y'all trying to do reverse lookership upon Jewish people at the present moment to try to claim that the Ashkenazi Jews are not indigenous to the Levant region. Crazy. When also not understanding that the Arabs that are currently in the Levant region are there because of conquest that they did. Oh. The Gaza Strip. The country that is right next to the Gaza Strip is Egypt. It's called the Arab Republic of Egypt. Egypt is a North African country called the Arab Republic of Egypt. Why is it called that? Because Arab conquered it last. And here's the thing. As I said, I look at it objectively. This is not to say that they are not Palestinians who are Jewish. Of course they are. There are also Palestinians that have converted to Islam due to the fact of the same Arabs conquering the region, right? Because before the British Mandate of Palestine, the Ottoman Empire was the people ruling the Levant region at that present time. And since we understand how caliphates and empires kind of operate, especially Muslim empires at that, they sort of did this conversion thing where they made people convert so they could get benefits of being Muslim. That's the truth. And it's funny. Because I could understand all of that and take that into consideration and know that some of the things that the state of Israel does upon West Bank and Gaza is horrible when it comes to war. I could agree. But I'm not going to sit here and think that Palestine has not caused their own demise or their own detriment. That's not what I'm... This is funny. Because, to me, this is what war does. War is a battle of who got the best might. Might is right. When it comes to war, might is right. In war, morality kind of goes out the window until the war finishes. Right? But it's funny because Palestine, right, being who they are currently, which is not an officially recognized country, just being territories at this point of West Bank and Gaza, have been waging war on the state of Israel since the inception of Israel. Like, the British were the ones who carved up, well, the British and France, and carved up the Middle East, you know, because it was their land to carve up. Like it or not, that's the truth. I am only Trinidadian because the British carved it up that way. Right? That's the legitimate claim. The legitimate claim to land has nothing to do with how indigenous you are anymore. And yes, we could recognize that indigenous lands are what it was, and who still survive today are on indigenous lands still. But the legitimate claim to land right now in terms of nationality is what it is. That's how it works. When you beat people and you win, you can do what you want. Just take that into consideration. So the British and France carved up part of the Middle East and forced groups together, and that's just the truth of the matter. The British mandate for Palestine, right? The British mandate for Palestine, that is what the British was trying to do. They were trying to carve up borders in order to give people a country. And lo and behold, the Jewish people at that point in time during British mandate for Palestine, they wanted a piece of the land as well, right? And Zionism comes into play because of the fact of Jewish persecution. And they struggled for self-determination and won the self-determination battle, because it's funny, the hypocrisy of everybody else in the world could fight for self-determination, especially black people could fight for self-determination, but nobody else who y'all deem as the oppressor class could fight for self-determination. No way, no how. Even though that just before this whole thing, y'all was rallying around Jewish people for anti-Semitism, and oh, let's cover the Jewish people because all this anti-Semitism, when you're giving them the same anti-Semitism y'all claim that y'all was trying to protect them from and guard them from now. When they're just trying to defend their land from terrorist groups that want to eradicate them off the face of the planet. And y'all think it's appropriate that terrorist organizations should eradicate Jewish people off the planet from the river to the seas because y'all believe Israel is the oppressor of the Palestinians. Not knowing that since 1948, the Arabs been trying to eradicate Israel and the Jewish people out of the Levant region and everywhere else. You all talk about genocide, but you all won't call that a genocide. You all won't call it an attempted genocide. Right? You all won't call the Hamas Charter genocide. Because they are just fighting for their lands. Well, Israel is also fighting for their lands. It's their lands. It's their land. It's their state. It's their country. It's their nation. And I think Israel should fight to protect their land, just like how Palestine should fight to protect their land or gain back land that they have lost. Because, of course, Israel have taken land throughout all of the other conflicts that happened. Israel did take land every time they won. They took piece of land out of the whole deal of winning. Right? You know? So, the hypocrisy of it all is, y'all come online and talk about, yeah. Because let me tell you something, the people that right now protesting and for Palestine are left-leaning people. The same left-leaning people that talk about anti-Semitism and all this talk. But the same left-leaning people right now coming online to talk about Hitler had a point. Also, Hitler had a point for trying to genocide people now. A whole group of people. Because y'all believe that Israel is the oppressor at the present moment. You see, this is why I believe that Marxist leftist ideology is a bunch of hypocrisy and lacking in morality. It's a hellscape of nonsense. I don't care how nobody take that, but it is. Because you always side with a man who wanted to conquer the known world and put and instate his very much racist anti-Semitic, suicidal tendencies on the world for his master Aryan race. Because, A, if Germany did win World War II, right now, the whole of Europe would have been speaking German. And Hitler would have been trying to conquer more land right now. And he might have succeeded too. So, the thing for me is that the hypocrisy of it all is that you all would not want to side with Hitler killing Jews. Internment camps, concentration camps, gas chambers, on man, woman and child. All while saying that Israel shouldn't be killing man, woman, or child, civilians. This is what I'm saying. Israel, Palestine, hypocrisy, morality. Y'all's morality is twisted. It's one-sided. It's two-faced. It's hypocritical. And I cannot agree with it. I'm sorry. It looks bad. Because you all believe in this oppressor, oppressed class. Listen, I'm here to tell you all, it's more complex than that. You see, I am of the fundamental belief that I could not like America as much as I want, being a Trinidadian person. But if America and Russia fight in a war, I am not going to pick up for Russia. Russia is not my friend just because I don't like America. Because America and Russia are bad. All the same. That's how it works. So, to think that somehow I supposed to side with this perceived oppressed class because the oppressor have all the power and the power and the power. Well, that's how the world works. Somebody have to have the power to do what they want and to inflict their influence on the world. America has done it. And some parts of it I disagree with, the fact that America could do neo-colonialism all around the world. Sure, but I am not here saying that, oh, woe is me. I am oppressed because America got power. Kind of crazy. America have the power because they solidify themselves in order to have the power. You see, I am not one of these black people about to sit down here and cry about the fact that, you know, the powerful class of people have the power. No. You see, I am of a different breed of black person. I believe in black people obtaining the power so they can do what they want to do. Cause that's the only way how the thing going to dice up in the end. No country in the world believes in really this friend unity of nations. You see, like United Nations, I believe the United Nations is nonsense. Is a joke, a scam, to make you all believe that all the nations will ever be united in the cause of humanity to better the world. Now, this is not to say that most countries will want to actually fight, kill other nations and erase them off the planet. You know, just create wars for no goddamn reason to annihilate the population. What I'm saying is that I don't believe in this 100% camaraderie thing between nations. Because I believe all nations are competing for power. All nations want power in order to do what they want to do. That's how it works, and it will never not stop working like that. America wants to maintain their power upon the earth. That's how it works. That's why America does the thing it does today. They try to maintain their power. And if America's power ends and the sphere of influence ends, some other country is going to come, grab up the power, and solidify it and try to maintain it. That's how it works. That's how it works. Like, America and Russia fighting a Cold War was all about trying to see who was going to be the most powerful at the end of it. And America won. You know something? Is that if Russia did win that Cold War thing, oh no, your sphere of influence would have been Russia. Like, the same leftist Marxist people would have been calling Russia the oppressive empire, and how Marxist, Leninist socialism and communism is a hellscape on the planet, bringing capitalism. That's how funny that would have been. That's the irony when you think about it. And that's just the truth. So, this is why I am not ever geared into this ignorant way of thinking of I supposed to support Palestine because Israel is the oppressors. No. If the PA ever solidify themselves as a country and is recognized by the international community as Palestine, as the state of Palestine, what makes you think the PA isn't going to want to bank on finding themselves in powerful positions in order to do what they want? Listen, let me tell you something, man. As somebody who have done research on the whole of Western Asia, no, them Arabs have no love for you. I tell that one time. No. Y'all need to look into all of the Arab states in Western Asia. Look up their history. Look up their ancient history. Look up their current history. Look up the people that have run it, try to run it, all the organizations that have popped up there, and tell me if they are your friends. Because to me, when I look at that, they ain't my friend. Because they don't like me. And if I come there to shake their hand, they shaking their hand with a knife behind their back, ready and waiting. Like, come on. And I think the countries that are at the top of this power struggle right now understand that the most. They understand that the shaking of hands between countries are only a powder keg waiting to happen. That's what it is. Yeah. So, I don't play that oppressor-oppressed game, good-bad-guy thing. I believe in the complexities of countries going to war. It just might be two bad guys fighting for power. That's how it is. You understand? That's just how it is. And another thing is that people also need to understand that people's governments are not their people. I don't understand that. I don't understand how y'all could never try to understand that people's governments are not the people. But I understand the hypocrisy in it all is that y'all choose when not to separate a government from its people. You dig? Because it wins your points in the game. That's why y'all could say that Hitler had a point. Even though that the majority of Israelis in Israel are not the government. But y'all could say such anti-Semitic fascist things like Hitler had a point in the genocide of up to 11 million Jews. Because y'all believe that Israel is its people. You believe its government is its people. So to end it off, Israel and Palestine is going to fight their conflict some more. And when this conflict ends, best believe another conflict is going to happen. And some more fighting and killing is going to happen. That's the facts. That's life. That has been the history of the human world. Y'all go look up some history. Fighting, conflict, chaos, before there is peace. That is how it is. But more importantly, y'all are a bunch of hypocrites and morally bankrupt in your thinking. And that's sad. But plain talk, bad manners, that is how I see it. That is the facts. So guys, that's all for today. Y'all already know, man, I am your host, Trini Hotep. Follow me on all my social media platforms, Trini Hotep 98. That's Twitter, X, Instagram, Facebook is Trini Hotep. Follow the podcast page, Plain Talk Bad Manners 2019 on Instagram. Right? Follow me on Clubhouse, Trini Hotep 98. I be over there chopping it up with some relatively good people and relatively some insane people as well. But that's just how it is. Follow me on TikTok as well, Trini Hotep 98. I will be releasing videos on there. I'm back on the grind, so I'll be releasing videos on there as well. Okay? Every Saturday, 3 p.m. my time, I think it's Atlantic Standard Time, I will be releasing, which is like 1 hour ahead of Eastern Standard Time, I'll be releasing episodes. You dig? So, it was good talking to y'all. Plain talk, bad manners, man. Peace to the family. Peace to black people. Y'all already know, I talk to y'all so y'all can understand the perspectives of a black Afro-Trinidadian who wants the best for his people in Trinidad and the wider world. That's just the facts of it. So y'all already know, man. Be mindful, not mindless. That's just how it goes with me. See y'all, man.